From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Phoebe Hunt and Connor Forsyth. Phoebe plays fiddle and guitar, and with her is singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Connor Forsyth. Connor plays piano, guitar, and banjo, and together they create what the Austin American Statesman calls musical beauty of the highest order. Stay tuned for their music and stories right here on Red Barn Radio.
Darkness, why are you calling me every night? I can't stay away. Oh, in nighttime, why are you taking me from all the beauty that's calling my name? Yeah, I thought I was wrong, but it feels so right today. And time is slowing me down, can't count on you, I put you to blame. Oh, and sunrise, why did you let the blinds down? Let me stay here, wasting away. Yeah, I thought I was wrong, but it feels so right today. And tell me, am I blind or do I see? And tell me, am I bound or am I free? And sunrise, shine every ray you know through my window, lighting my way. Yeah, I thought I was wrong, but it feels so right today.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 435th performance. We're coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio welcomes to the Red Barn stage Phoebe Hunt and Connor Forsyth. Phoebe plays fiddle and guitar, and with her is singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Connor Forsyth. Connor plays piano, guitar, and banjo. The duo has been collaborating together for more than 6 years. Here tonight is their first Red Barn appearance. Please welcome to the Red Barn stage, Phoebe Hunt and Connor Forsyth.
Start it over from the beginning. I wonder, would it make a difference? Or would I be right here where I'm sitting? Mama said, son, don't you know it's no good playing that music? You will work, smoke, and fight, and you'll stay out all night for a living. But I know where I come from, and I just wanna have chose my path, I made my bed. Now I don't mind sleeping here in it. Still sometimes I can't help wondering for what exactly I'm intended. And Papa said, son, don't you know it's no good playing that. Fight, and you'll stay out all night for a living. You won't be forgiven, but I know where I come from, and I just wanna have some fun before I'm
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, with Phoebe Hunt and Connor Forsyth. Here's Donald.
We talked a little bit about some Lexington connections before the show. One in particular was cellist Ben Solee.
He's one of the most free spirits I've ever met in my life and gotten to tour with. And it was a really incredible experience touring with him just because he is so free and so willing to have an idea and go for it without any compromise.
Phoebe Hunt.
Being around his energy and touring with him was great for me creatively and musically, and also for me to feel like I can stand on my own and do and have my ideas too. And he's just like completely supportive of that, of everyone he's around. So it's pretty neat to be in that spirit. I met him in Kentucky in a very whimsical way. Actually, I met him in Knoxville in Tennessee, about to get in the car and drive the 14 hours back to Texas at the end of a tour. And I looked at the newspaper and saw that Ben Solee was going to be in Knoxville that very night. And I thought, well, I don't really feel like getting in a car and driving 14 hours right now. So I'm just going to buy a one-way ticket home for tomorrow or the next day and check out this show. And there was a really great man in Knoxville named Matt Morlock, who was really good friends of the Belleville Outfit and Ben Solee, and I asked Matt if I could just stay and crash on his couch that night or whatever, and he said, yeah, and you should come hang out at the shop until the show or whatever. So I went and hung out at the shop, and Ben just stopped by while he was there, and we ended up just jamming for a second. Then he said, you should sit in on the show tonight, and I did, and it was a really great time. And then a year later, he just randomly called me and was like, I'm releasing my second album, and would you want to come play a few shows. So we did like a little test tour run. He said, come play like 4 shows and we'll just see how it feels, and felt great. And so we finished those shows, and then he said, well, why don't you just do this whole CD release tour with me? And I said, okay. So we did like an 8-month tour all around the country, and it was so bonkers. It was one of the craziest touring I've ever done, just because very much like wake up at 6 a.m., drive 6 to 8 hours, get to radio show around 2 p.m. every day, lunch after that, get to the venue, sound check, play the show. We wouldn't ever get to the hotel until like midnight or 1 a.m. and we would do it all again. So it was a really, really, really fast tour, and I'm kind of in a blur from remembering exactly all the details, but it was really fun. Well, thank you guys for having us here at Red Barn Radio tonight. It's a great way to spend your, is this Tuesday to Wednesday? It's a great way to spend your Wednesday evening. Hope y'all are having fun. Well, I'm not your one-trick pony. I'm not your girl next door. I know you're feeling lonely, so you've come back for more. Well, I'm not your little angel. I don't come from fairy tales. Your one trick pony. I'm not your mom's best friend, and I'm not your one and only. I won't stay until the end. I'm not your little angel who fell from up above, and we are not entangled, boy, and no, this isn't love. Bye.
not your one-trick pony.
If you've just joined us, we're with Phoebe Hunt and Connor Forsyth on Red Barn Radio.
Some other notable Lexingtonians, or, you know, Lexington Touches, y'all have been here for a few days and got to sit in with TD of TD Young of legendary status. Yeah. Again, one of those things you talk about, kind of just sitting in with some musicians. Obviously, both of y'all are very talented, but beyond that, I think, you know, musically you can, you know, just jive with a lot of people. And you talk about TD, you're going to really need to bring that jive.
I think last time we went to TD's was maybe like 3 years ago, and every time I come in town, I'm like, is it Monday? Is it Monday? Can we go, you know?
Connor Forsyth.
Yeah, this was the first time, I guess, about 3 years that we'd done that, and he's just such a joy, man. He brings all this just positive energy, and like everybody, there, it's like a family thing, you know? Like everybody gets up and sings a song from the crowd at the end, and it's great, man. To gel with somebody like that is almost effortless, you know, because it's just supposed to be like that, you know? Like, I don't know how to explain it in words. But it was just magical, you know. He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a challenge when he's like standing there going, who in the audience is gonna sing tonight? So all we had to do was raise our hand and be like, we'd love to sing, you know. There's one person before you and you're after them. And you're like, okay. And then you just come up and do it.
It's like a little test though. It's like, you know, first of all, it's TD.
Yeah.
Who's going to be brave enough to get on stage? So I've been there a few times, and, you know, there's the people that get on there and he lets them on because he knows them. Then there's the people that can get on there and actually, you know, burn the house down. You know, luckily it's still standing since y'all played. One last person in Lexington, we talked a little bit about John Grossman or Johnny Keys.
Oh, yeah, and man. So Johnny and I kind of found each other towards the beginning. He's with a band called Uncle Lucius now. Towards the beginning of that little stint, he had just moved down to Austin from Lexington, I believe. And, you know, he was just kind of creatively ishing to do some stuff. And so we wrote, I mean, we probably got a half a record's worth of stuff together, but that we never play, but because we're so busy, you know. But we've written all these songs together, and he's just a wonderful human, man. One of those people that just creativity flows out of him constantly. It just, like, there's no valve to shut it off. It's like, boom, going all the time. So he's a real joy to play with. He actually had a heart surgery last year or whatever, but he's like totally recovered and like just rocking out, you know. If you ever get a chance to see Uncle Lucius, man, that is a heck of a show. Really a wonderful show.
Josephine came out to see, just past the point of winner Richard III, had raised the price of a living clean and well. So she looked inside the bottle, warped her mind and did the time, but had she known she would have saved herself from hell. 22, her daddy knew that she was made for nothing better, so it threw her to the weather, wind and rain. And when she came home a knocking, he had turned and changed the locks, and now she was destined for the walk of Angeline. Oh, the walk of Angeline is a wonder of glory. Apparitions will reveal her soul divine. What has been passed down the line is a sad story. Well, in time, unveil the walk of Angeline. Time. unveil the walk of Angeline. Of her mother, Angeline.
You all ever write period type pieces, like, you know, like a spooky song for the season or a little bit more of a joyful song for the holidays?
Yeah, I think we do that to some degree, not necessarily so cut and dried, but like, you know, you'll write something with an idea or a subject matter in mind, and sometimes it's, you know, it could be like a ghost story or a legend story or something from the past, you know. I've challenged myself lately to write stuff that's like, that's a story song, or it's not from first person perspective, it's from, you know, a kind of an overview of what's the situation is going on. And I think that's a powerful thing, to kind of remove yourself from your own perspective in writing and be able to do that, you know, on several different levels.
Yeah, so. I mean, with you all, you can kind of write all over the place. I think if y'all put yourselves in a room and just said, let's write anything about bananas, I mean, you'd probably come up with a really good banana album. That's after. So, we're going to have an after party as making songs about bananas.
But what did we hear about bananas the other day? Is their opposite stoplights? Who said that?
Oh, that's a Mitch Hedberg joke. Yeah. So yellow means go, green means slow down, and red means where did you get that banana?
Standing on the corner between consequence and clover, there's an apple cart ahead, and I have yet to turn it over. Put my weight upon the one foot, and the left one took its place. Spent a day or two out walking before I came upon your face, and I said, flee, fly, flow, flum. Where did you come from? Where did you come from? Consequence had changed into a street made out of fool's gold. Like in a fairy tale, I thought, now how my wish has come true. Face to face, your words of wisdom, like a freight train, knocked me down. By and by, you got me talking, I gave it all up to you. And I said, flee, fly, flow, flum. Where did you come from? Where did you come from? Where did you come from? Yeah, I said, flee, fly, flow, flum. What is the reason? Why am I breathing? Where do I belong? I gave you room to get away again. Now I am standing on the corner with a tin box and a prayer. I know St. Peter is out there somewhere. He is wishing me well, but I will never walk down Clover till the day my life is over. Consequences where you'll find me, for she brought me to you. Where I'm a singing flea, fly, flow, flum. What is the reason why am I breathing?
After the Belleville outfit kind of disbanded, a couple years after that, I toured with Vince Lee and all that other stuff happened, and I went to India on this trip, and I came back to Austin after not really being there for a while, and went to Connor's house and hung out with Connor, and he had a big garden in the backyard he wanted to show me, which is always going on at Connor's house, which is cool. And then literally the next day we wrote a song, and then the next day we wrote a song, and then the next day we wrote a song. Something happened for that week. We wrote like 6 songs that week. Sometimes that just happens, I guess. It had never really happened to me before, but it happened like that.
Songwriting movement.
Yeah, we had a songwriting movement. We reached out to a buddy and said, hey, we got a bunch of songs. We'd love to demo them at your studio, which I guess is musician code for like, can we come over and use your studio for free, man?
Take a note out of that, everybody.
And he's like, sure, come demo. But it was a brand new studio, and he was like, I want y'all to demo here because I want to get some musicians in here and have some experience. And we were buddies, and it was really cool. So we went and demoed, and then ended up wanting to have some of our other friends come play on the tracks, and then the tracks were sounding too good to be demos, but we started touring that year, and then it took us a whole nother year to get back to the studio and go, well, maybe we should actually make them into an album. And so then the next year, in the springtime again, we made those songs. We re-recorded those songs as well as 5 others that had kind of come together that year. And then in the fall, we finally got back to the studio to kind of finish those tracks. And it's kind of been these spurts of energy on really putting the attention towards it through our lives, kind of intertwining and doing other things along the way. And then we come together and just do this and work on it. So here we are with the completed album. We've put all the spurts of energy into having a final product, which is great, because now that we have something that represents the way that we sound together, which is, I feel like we have that. And so there's like completion and comfort in knowing that, you know, it's just kind of a mark in time.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Phoebe Hunt and Connor Forsyth, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Phoebe Hunt and Connor Forsyth after this break. Thank you. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with Phoebe Hunt and Connor Forsyth.
If you can walk, you can dance. If you can talk, you can sing. If you can look to the sky, you can fly. If God's letting you breathe, you have all that you need. There's no need to be asking him why. With lips you can kiss, with hands you can hold, arms to fall into. Well, keep out the cold. What more do you need than these gifts from above? Yes, if you have a heart, you can love. There's no need to find any reason to line all those thoughts in a row. Love always knows where it's headed. That's the secret you already know. Like the sun was made to shine, like a star's meant to fall, how the blue fits the sky. Like a glove, it's so simple and true. You know just what to do. Yes, if you have a heart, you can love. Made to shine, like a star's meant to fall, how the blue fits the sky. Like a glove, it's so simple and true. You know just what to do. Yes, if you have a heart, you can. If you have a heart, you can love. Thank you.
I'm from Texas. You're from Texas. I've never really lived in Austin, which is, you know, another music city. Tell me a little bit about growing up in Austin.
Yeah, it's one of the most beautiful places on the planet Earth. Well, I guess it's one of the most inspiring. I love being there. You're surrounded by music all the time once you get to be 21, because you have to be able to be 21 to get in all the bars. I remember being like in high school and not really being able to go out or getting a fake ID just to go and hear some of the music. There's some places you can go for free, like Flipnotic's coffee shop, but now that's closed down. Things are changing these days, but there's always so much music to hear. Hugely inspired by Eric Hokanen. He's a fiddle player who played every Tuesday night there for like 14 years and started going to hear him play when I was like 17 years old, maybe 15. But you just get into the pockets and get to be there, and it's pretty cool.
And then you had made the move to Nashville, which is obviously another music city. What's a little bit about each that makes them special?
I say in Austin, people jam on stages. Like when you're in Austin and you're hanging out with your friends, someone's got a gig, people are jumping up on the stage and just sitting in all the time. I'm sure that happens in Nashville, but what I noticed is what the jams happen in living rooms. And they're more bluegrassy jams in Nashville. I go to my friend's pickin' party and we play bluegrass tunes until 4 a.m, and that's really fun. And in Austin, we're more like at a club, closing it down on the stage, jamming blues, you know, blues and swing tunes. So it's a different kind of jam scene. That's and then there's a whole different songwriting scene. And of course, there's more business in Nashville, and Austin's a little more laid back. But Nashville's pretty laid back too. And I think it's getting there as far as being as cool as Austin.
Joined us, we're with Phoebe Hunt and Connor Forsyth on Red Barn Radio.
I went to the fiddle shop in Nashville to get my bow rehaired, and Allison Krauss was in the same shop getting her bow rehaired. And I just hung out and asked her about her children who were in Waldorf school, and we had a great little conversation. In Austin, you might run into Sandra Bullock at a coffee shop, I guess, but
Matt McConaughey.
Yeah.
Obviously, y'all have this really great connection, you know, playing together. You were together in a group, and when that group dissipated, you all still found each other and your musical interest.
I came to singer-songwriter world a little bit later than most people, I think. I was in jazz school for a long time. Phoebe and I both did classical music, Suzuki, for a long time, and so that kind of gives you like a technical background for just kind of being able to be free to play whatever you want to play. You know, I was in college in New Orleans for a while, and I did a lot of jazz there. I took with Ellis Marsalis, Winton's Paw, which was a real gift. The interplay thing is interesting because we come from this different place, but then we want to stretch our boundaries and see how far we can push ourselves and still make it sound good and palatable, of course. I think it's a fun thing to be able to do all these different styles. Some people think that it's a little bit too all over the board, you know what I mean? But I love that the diversity that we can bring to a show with just two people. And obviously there is a connection with me and Phoebe from, I don't know, at least on my end, from the first time we played together, it was just like, wow, okay, there's that, you know, and like, so yeah, so we kept on doing it after Belleville and continuing to write and have a good time, so we'll see where it goes, you know, as far as genre goes. I can't make any predictions, but but it's fun, you know, the whole thing.
To me, this next song is my favorite one off of the album that we're putting out.
You're blending modern and traditional without any notice. You just do it.
Thank you for that. That's a compliment.
Yeah, right? I was like, are we on the edge here?
I don't feel like sometimes we are on that edge very much. I feel like we're somewhere back in traditional land, but I guess we're writing the songs, so there's something to that. But thank you for saying that. Appreciate your perspective.
Just looking at you all in a short period with the way that you're hitting with the bow, and obviously listening a little bit in the sound check, you know, I know that y'all can go everywhere. So I'm just really interested how that chemistry really moves it forward, and you can continue to be fresh.
I don't know. There's something really easy that happens when we play together. Like, I actually play with a bunch of different people all the time, and Connor and I have stuck, and it just sticks every time we play together. There's something really easy. The sound, all of a sudden, well, he takes care of the sound. He's got it covered with the piano and the guitar, and so I just get to, you know, I can stand and sing, or I don't know what it is. There's something about when we play together, it's easy. All of a sudden, we're making music, and we don't have to, we actually, it's interesting, our relationship is pretty much musical. Like, in other ways, very much, we're really different, and so sometimes, like, we're at a loss for conversation, but then when we get to musical instruments, we're like, boom, right there. We literally met at the first Belleville Outfit rehearsal, and we wrote a part to the song Houston Town, like, within the first hour of meeting each other, and we were like, hey, dude, let's try this. And so musically, there's something. Yeah. It's like when we instruments get out and Connor and I are together, that's our connection, is we can communicate somehow musically. And sometimes when people are watching us rehearse, they might lose track of what we're saying to each other, because we might just like say one word and then all of a sudden know where we are.
A lot of things aren't even verbal anymore. You know, you reach that point where you're just like, cool, it just clicks. And then also, I was going to say on that note as well, I think that part of the fun for us is that we push ourselves past the genres that we're comfortable with all the time, you know, because you can languish in that. And, you know, for example, there's this swing song that I still love, but you know, some people might not like it as much as I do. And, you know, it's one of those things, it's like, we've been playing this for years and years. How do we make something that creates the same vibe, but that's ours, you know, that's not taking something from, you know, like traditional music or whatever. So a lot of that, I think, is just kind of almost getting bored with what you're doing and wanting to push it to the next level, you know, in some ways.
There's a spark in my soul, and I will not deny. Let me not linger within my own life. Judgment and dreams, one and the same. Teach me the wisdom alive in my name. I need to learn from that flame of desire. I need to burn like a woman on fire. Unify me with the bones of my being. Mold who I am like a gold molten ring. Here on the edge of spirit and skin. Burning alive, salvation and sin. Ancient remembrances thrill and inspire. Like a woman on fire. Thank you.
consume, burning into the night. Part of a universe made of pure light. Here on the edge of spirit and skin, burning alive, salvation and sin.
I'd like to thank our guests, Phoebe Hunt and Connor Forsyth, for being on with us on Red Barn Radio. Also like to thank those of you all listening on our webcast and those listening on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank you all for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, the host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Thanks, everybody.
Here's one that Connor just recently wrote.
That early morning plane.
Barn Radio would like to thank Phoebe and Connor for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.